Let's The nurses return, the policemen stay well. I'm Ralph Howard at 701 and WIND Chicago. This news brought to you by Chevrolet.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call.
Chevrolet brings you an idea you can live with before you drive. Buckle your seats and shoulder belts. Registered and practical nurses are back at the bedsides at Cook County Hospital. The nurses ended a strike after accepting a contract that runs 20 months. That was a compromise. And there was another rally at McCormick Place by the Confederation of Police and Chicago Patrolmen's Association. And policemen there voted against any job action tomorrow, Election Day, so there will be no blue flu, at least not tomorrow. Governor Ogilvie campaigns here in Chicago and several other cities on this day before the election, and Dan Walker also has a busy day that includes 8 Illinois cities. President Nixon is staying at his home in San Clemente. The president plans one more 5-minute TV address. And George McGovern will start his final day of campaigning in Philadelphia. Then McGovern flies to Los Angeles and then home to South Dakota. And running mate Sergeant Shriver has been hitting pretty much the same theme throughout a weekend of campaigning in the New York area.
When Nixon says 4 more years, we say no more years. Because of the war. We say no more years because of corruption. We say no more years because of unemployment. We may say no more years because of inflation. We just say no more years because of Nixonism, of Nixon himself.
Sergeant Shriver and Vice President Agnew talked about Vietnam as he campaigned.
Mr. McGovern said that he would, and I quote him, reserve the right to try to renegotiate any peace agreement entered into between the United States and North Vietnam, and that he would attempt to halt all military aid to South Vietnam, regardless of agreement. Senator McGovern has thereby reverted to his own October proposal, which is simply to surrender South Vietnam to the communists.
Vice President Agnew, who winds up his campaigning tonight in Richmond, Virginia. And on the subject of Vietnam, Radio Hanoi says the peace agreement is being threatened because, it says, U.S. is rushing in supplies to build up the South Vietnamese troops. 3 U.S. helicopters were shot down near Da Nang. 2 Americans were killed. Japanese police in Tokyo have captured a skyjacker who held a plane and its passengers for 8 hours. The man said he was a Japanese living in Los Angeles. In central Japan, a train caught fire in a tunnel that was 8 miles long. Several people died from smoke, a death toll of 28, and nearly 460 people injured in the Japanese train mishap. In Washington, federal officials plan to go to court today to get removal of a group of American Indians still sitting in at the Bureau of Indian Affairs. In the National Hockey League, a tie between the Blackhawks and California, 3-3. World Hockey Association was another loss for the Cougars. Quebec over the Cougars, 3-2. In pro football, Lions still in first place, tied up with Green Bay after Lions beat the Bears, 14-0. WIND time, 7:04.
Introducing a beautifully redesigned Chevelle Malibu for 1973. New front and rear styling, distinctive rear quarter windows, and a roofline on the coupe that not only adds style, but the strength of a pillared hardtop. It's also our roomiest Malibu yet, with nearly 3.5 more inches for your legs in the back seat of the sedan. We think Malibu is one fine car, but we're even more interested in what other people think. So before the official introduction, we showed our Malibu to people like yourself and asked for their first impressions.
I think for a family car, there's plenty of room.
It's outstanding. There's no question about it.
I like the extra headroom.
I like the lines of it. And I like, well, the idea of the extra window.
It's a little bigger car, isn't it?
73 Malibu, the complete car for more Americans.
How's your traffic, Dick Elliott?
Oh, not too bad, except on the Kennedy, Ralph Howard. Outbound Kennedy has a longer heaviness than usual this morning because of a tractor-trailer that became unhitched at Foster. It's now on the side, but the outbound Kennedy is bumper-to-bumper most of the way from Diversey to Foster, so allow more time for that trip to O'Hare, if you're going there. About 55 minutes it'll take you from downtown right now, anyway. And the inbound Kennedy, Sayre to Foster, is bumper-to-bumper. The express lanes have a slowdown around North Avenue because at Division there's a stall in the express lanes. Just reported now on the inbound JFK, an accident at Keeler. The inbound Edens near Tui, a gas customer. Inbound Dan Ryan, heavy 91st to 75th. Inbound Eisenhower, Mannheim to Oak Park Avenue, ditto. I'm Dick Elliott.
Chicago's weather for today. Some fog, increasing cloudiness, and warmer, high in the mid to upper 50s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. The winds from the southeast at 12, humidity 92%. 38 degrees at O'Hare, it's 37 at Midway and 41 along the lake. This WIND News brought to you by Chevrolet.
Be the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call.
Chevrolet brings you an idea you can live with. Before you drive, buckle your seat, then shoulder belts. 7:06, tomorrow is election day, and WIND urges you to be counted. The polls open from 6 to 6. This is Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting.
The countdown continues. The WIND all-time top 1,000.
WIND number one music. Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down. You stood and you watched as my baby left town.
All-time top 1,000. Love is blue.
all-time top 1,000. Stand by because we've got record number 29 coming up next. They're really getting down there, aren't they? It's 12 minutes now past 7, and this is Ron Britton in the final hours of the top 1,000. You get those auto loans at United Bank, the money store at State and Wacker. A little fog this morning, increasing cloudiness and warmer. 41 right now over at the lake.
You don't have to know the score to be a winner. Martin Oil is kicking off the professional football season with a jackpot football sweepstakes featuring $3,000 in cash each and every week. You don't have to know football. You don't have to pick the score. You don't have to buy anything. Just choose the 10 teams you think will win or tie this week. And if you're right, you win $3,000. If someone else is right, too, you split the money equally. You can get a sweepstakes card each time you stop by a Martin station. Jackpot football is an exciting game with a new $3,000 jackpot every week. Stop by a Martin Oil station. Pick up your chance to win $3,000. Join in the sweepstakes suspense. Watch the games on TV and see if you're a winner. Licensed drivers only. Now, while they last, Martin is offering Dick Butkus's smashing bestseller, Stop Action, regularly $6.95 for only $4.95. Get yours today.
7:13.
To go driving in a driving rain. You want to start something. Now, from Chrysler Corporation, electronic ignition. How's that for starters? Chrysler Corporation's new electronic ignition. Standard in every 1973 Dodge, Chrysler, or Plymouth built in this country.
No ignition tune-ups except to change spark plugs of 18,000 miles or longer. Functions like new after 50,000 miles as when it's brand new.
No points.
No condenser.
No worry.
About wet.
About cold.
About heat.
It's about time.
Extra care in engineering.
It makes a difference in Chrysler Corporation cars. Discover the difference. Start one.
If you are really concerned about the crime on your streets, ask yourself what's happened in the past 4 years. The answer is crime and violence have reached an all-time high in Cook County, and you've never had greater fear for safety on the streets and security in the home. Ask yourself why the crime rate and your own level of fear goes up even though the state's attorney is supposed to be tough on criminals. The answer is, he hasn't really been doing his job. Your own fears prove it. That's why the lawyers, all Chicago newspapers, and most neighborhood and suburban newspapers endorse Bernard Carey for state's attorney. Carey is a professional lawman, a lawyer, a top-rated FBI agent, undersheriff of Cook County, founder of the Illinois Bureau of Investigation, and special prosecutor for Attorney General William Scott. Scott said Carey has the credentials to be a great state's attorney. The people of Cook County need this man. Let's elect a professional crime fighter, Bernard Carey. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Citizens for Carey.
From the greatest music collection in hit history, this record has earned a place in the WIND all-time top 1,000.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Wouldn't play in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean. An American Pie. That's that full 8-minute and 21-second version. Number 29 in the WID All-Time Top 1000. Standby, because we've got record number 28 coming up next. Really getting down to the nitty-gritty of the whole thing. It's 24 minutes past 7, and this is Ron Britton. And Chicago's weather for this Monday morning, some fog until mid-morning, then increasing cloudiness and warmer. Temperatures into the mid or upper 50s, a little lower near the lake, and tonight partly cloudy and mild with a low of around 49 degrees and a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And vote day tomorrow, partly sunny and warm, but some showers in the meantime. 38 over at O'Hare, 37 at Midway, 41 at the lake right now. And we'll check in with Dick Elliott for that traffic report, brought to you by Allegheny Airlines, featuring nonstop fan jet service to Pittsburgh. 9 flights daily. Here's Dick.
The inbound Kennedy is below the speed limit, Cumberland to the Edens Junction, then moderate to good, I'm going to call it, to Ohio. Express lanes very good to Division. Outbound JFK, Belmont to about Cumberland, 75% bumper to bumper. There was a tractor trailer that became unhitched at Foster, probably still on the shoulder there. At Monroe, out of the downtown area, out of the post office traffic circle at the exit, there was an accident. It'll take you about 55 minutes to get to O'Hare from downtown if you use the Kennedy. The inbound Edens, Pratt to the Kennedy, about a 20-mile-per-hour pace. That's probably the tightest, though it slows around Dempster. Inbound Eisenhower, Wolf Road to Des Plaines, heavy but fairly steady. Outbound Ike, a pocket central to Harlem. Inbound Stevenson, Harlem to Kedzie is heavy. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to 74th, bumper-to-bumper with stop-and-go. The locals have a stall at 31st. They slow around 33rd. Express lane's good to about 28th. There are dogs running around alongside the ramp from the westbound Ohio feeder to the outbound Kennedy. They're on the grass right now. A dog catcher on the way before they run out into traffic and get hit. So meantime, you drivers, keep an eagle eye out or maybe a dog eye out for the animals. This report brought to you by Allegheny.
Now Allegheny has a bigger and better system for you.
The Allegheny.
Check Allegheny's new fan jet schedules to Binghamton, Elmira, and Erie. You'll find the only non-stop fan jets to Erie, and the only direct fan jets to Elmira and Binghamton are on our system. And every Allegheny fan jet features jet custom class service. It's all one class with comfortable two and three seating at fares comparable to jet coach on other airlines.
Direct fan jet service to Elmira is on the Allegheny Air System. Managed jet custom class service at comparable jet coach fare. 27 minutes past 7 in the morning. The final hours of the top 1,000. We're up to number 28.
I would most definitely vote for Ogilvy.
Well, I thought when he ran for governor that he would really make an extra good one.
I feel that he inherited a nearly bankrupt state. And under his guidance in the past 3 years, it's headed in the right direction now.
The trauma center program. Illinois is the only state in the United States that has this program. Ogilvy is responsible for this.
I can't vote yet, but if I could, I'd vote for Governor Ogilvy.
Sponsored by Citizens for Governor Ogilvy.
kind of nice to get out in the country and relax in a pair of Levi's. Relax in the Levi's you drive, the Levi's Gremlin. Your AMC dealer has this special Gremlin for just $2,156. It buys you a lot more economy car, more weight, more width. It buys a six-cylinder engine instead of a four. It buys the Levi's look in a custom-tailored interior, all for only $2,156, plus destination charges, state and local taxes, options. And the Levi's Gremlin is backed by American Motors' exclusive buyer protection plan. Try on a Levi's Gremlin for size at your AMC dealer today. The Levi's Gremlin. The car that wears the pants.
See the Levi's Gremlin now at your local AMC dealer. You get a good deal and a good deal more. 28 past 7.
WIND is presenting music's all-time all-stars. The top 1,000 hits in the history of popular music.
WIND, number one music.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks, and everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's just a coffee house, and it's made out of wood. Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, to that Sugar Shack. There's this cute little girlie, she's a working there. A black leotard and her feet are bare. I'm gonna drink a lot of coffee, spend a little cash, make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, yes, to that Sugar Shack. And now that Sugar Shack queen is a married to me, yeah. We just...
WIND, all-time top 1,000.
WIND.
number 26 in the top 1,000.
You know I can be found, sit home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad, something I might have said. Please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel.
Big L, Elvis the King, and Don't Be Cruel, number 26 in the WID All-Time Top 1000. Stand by, because we have record number 25 coming up next, and I hope you're following with your copy of the WID All-Time Top 1000 list. It's free, you know, available at record stores throughout Chicago and the suburbs. Almost ready for the big wrap-up now. It's 17 minutes away from 8, and this is Ron Britton on a Monday morning, and this year avoid the last-minute Christmas rush. Be a holiday early bird. Shop early, have fun, stay late on State Street.
It's Atlanta, 1910, and you're bringing it back to life. A pipe organ, two drums, a tambourine, a piano, a cymbal, all being played by one person. You. You're playing a 7-foot Victorian Nickelodeon in a musical museum filled with Nickelodeons. You're in Atlanta, Georgia. Underground Atlanta, a city beneath a city, where yesterday lives again. In dance halls, restaurants, shops, saloons, and a museum of music. Atlanta, one of the places that makes Eastern Airlines what it is. The second largest passenger carrier of all the airlines in the free world. The wings of man.
Fly Eastern South, and after dinner flights to Atlanta save 20% off regular day coach fare. For reservations, call Eastern or your travel agent. 15 minutes away from 8, 7:45, 15 away from 8.
If you want to know the score, ask your wife.
Hamburger costs 79 cents a pound now. Do you know what it used to cost? Everything has gone up. And I don't mean fancy foods. I mean bread, potatoes, milk, canned beans. It's almost impossible to get by anymore.
Everything is up, except your salary. November 7th, vote Democratic. Vote for the party that cares about the way you live. Proceeding paid for by the Democratic Party of Cook County.
Participating Standard Oil dealers are having a hats off to the past celebration. Every time you stop in, you'll get a free button of a past presidential campaign. There are 38 different historic buttons to collect. Plus, you could win a brand new version of the 1930 Model A Ford, or a player piano, or free gasoline. Get free entry blanks before November 12th at participating Standard Oil dealers. No purchase necessary. Licensed drivers only.
Hi, the name's George Kennedy. It won't be long now before the snow flies. So now's the time to get a good deal on some great snow tires. Listen, buy two Atlas WeatherGuard tires at your standard station and you'll get 25 gallons of gasoline free. Buy four Atlas tires, any kind, and get 50 gallons free. That's enough to warm your heart a little on these chilly days. See your participating Standard dealer.
From the greatest music collection in hit history,
this record has earned a place in the WIND All-Time Top 1000.
Number 25, the Jackson 5, and I'll Be There, number 24 record coming up next. It's 10 minutes away from 8 in the morning, and this is King P. Ron Britton and Chicago's weather. Some fog until mid-morning, then increasing cloudiness and warmer temperatures into the mid or upper 50s. Lower near the lake, and then tonight, partly cloudy and mild, with a low of around 43 degrees, chance of showers and thunderstorms, and vote day tomorrow. Partly sunny and warm, with a high of near 60. But Earl says a chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the morning and again by mid-afternoon. 38 right now over at O'Hare, 37 at Midway, 41 degrees at the Lake. And now, fans, it's time for those scores you missed yesterday. And it was some bad news and some good news for our Bears up in Detroit. They lost a dull one to the Lions, 14 to zip. Not only did they lose, they skidded all the way to the bottom of the Central Division. And so much for the bad news. On the bright side, though, our Bears quarterback, Bobby Douglas, got that NFL rushing record. He hit for 52 yards, giving him a season total of 556. But the record isn't much consolation after the team's loss. In other games, it was Green Bay 34, San Francisco 24, Minnesota 37 to the New York Saints 6, and Miami over Buffalo 30-16. That's 8 straight for the Dolphins. And on to hockey. Our Hawks rallied in the last 4 minutes, and Pitt Martin scored one, but that was all, and our Hawks tied it up against the California Seals 3-3. Over in the World Hockey League, our Chicago Cougars.
News Gazette endorses Percy. The Bloomington Pantograph endorses Percy. The Decatur Herald Review endorses Percy. The Alton Telegraph endorses Percy. The Southern Illinoisan endorses Percy. The St. Louis Globe Democrat endorses Percy. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch endorses Percy.
As you may have guessed, this has been sponsored by Citizens for Percy.
The Freeport Journal Standard endorses Percy. The Danville Commercial News endorses Percy. The Metro East Journal endorses Percy.
WIND is presenting the biggest music countdown in hit history. Chicago's original all-time, all-hit, top 1,000.
WIND, number one. Without sleeping, watching till the morning comes creeping. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping?
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. They let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I've been there. Door slammed, hospitality's thin there. Wonder just what's going on in there.
Saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
Thank you.
golden watch trick works again. I'm Ralph Howard at 7:59 and WIND Chicago. This news brought to you by Chevrolet.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call.
Chevrolet brings you an idea you can live with. Before you drive, buckle your seats and shoulder belts. The watch is worn on the wrist of Patrolman James Davern. He's a police decoy in the CTA. Police say it happened this time in the elevated station at Wilson Avenue and Broadway. The man who fell for the old watch trick is identified as Wade Cork, age 21, of 4426 North Clifton. Wade is accused of trying to take the watch. And for Patrolman Davern, he knows the trick works pretty well. That was arrest number 75. There was another rally at McCormick Place by members of two police groups, the Chicago Patrolmen's Association and the Confederation of Police. It was about the threat of a job action tomorrow, Election Day. And at the meeting, the police voted no. And Jim Johnson of COP told us.
And as a result of that meeting and a few other things, the blue flu that has been promised for Tuesday has now been postponed, or at least canceled for the time being.
But Johnson says that does not mean the fight for a contract is over. And Johnson says there are a few other things planned. And at Cook County Hospital, nurses back on duty this morning. The nurses voted yesterday to end their strike and accept a contract that runs 20 months. And for the man in charge, Dr. James Houghton, a statement read here by Cy Spector.
Someone is sure to ask, sooner or later, who won in this confrontation? My reply would have to be that since our nurses are back at the bedside, our patients have won.
Did Dr. Houghton say what the final terms were that the nurses agreed to?
Well, the final terms included were the contract as it had been presented, but with some modifications that apparently made it much more satisfactory to the nurses.
And so the nurses' strike is over at County Hospital. Governor Ogilvie will be in Chicago today, one of eight Illinois cities the governor plans to visit in a final day of campaigning, and Dan Walker also plans to campaign in eight Illinois cities. George McGovern campaigns in New York and Philadelphia, then flies west to Los Angeles, and from L.A., McGovern goes home to South Dakota. President Nixon is staying at his home in San Clemente and plans only a final TV broadcast. It was a week ago that 44 people died in a train wreck here in Chicago. Over the weekend, federal officials recreated the train accident and sent results on to Washington. In Japan today, 28 people died when a fire broke out aboard an express train. The train was in tunnel at a time. It filled with smoke. At least 28 people died in the Japanese train incident. Another 460 were injured. In the National Hockey League, Blackhawks in California tied 3-3 in the World Hockey Association. Quebec beat the Cougars 3-2. In pro football, the Lions in Green Bay tied for first place in the Central Division, Minnesota in second place, and the Bears back in the cellar after losing to the Lions 14-0. WIND time, 8:02.
Announcing Impala for 1973, the newest version of America's most popular car. This year, we've built it even better to keep it number one. Added new front and rear styling, an improved front bumper system, and options like a handsome sport cloth interior in black and white herringbone. We think Impala is the biggest value on the road today, but we're even more interested in what other people think. So before the official introduction, we showed our 73 Impala to people like yourself and asked for their first impressions.
I think that Impala has all the extra added little luxuries.
The upholstery is just lovely, and the carpeting on the floor, it is just a lovely car.
I like that bumper because I'm always kind of bumping into things.
I don't see how they could make much change. It's a beautiful car.
73 Impala. The great American value, again.
Chevrolet, building a better way.
It's traffic time, and here's Dick Elliott.
And a lot of cars, Ralph, but nothing demanding at alternate. The inbound Edens, Lake Avenue to the Kennedy, very heavy. Inbound Kennedy, East River to Nagel, about 5 miles per hour, the average. And then moderate to heavy to Armitage, where it becomes bumper to bumper with stop and go to Ohio. Express lanes make it to about Damon. Inbound Stevenson, 1st Avenue to 6800 West, stop and go. There was an accident at 6800 West and an early one at the 7000 West. Both of them just east of Harlem Avenue. Then from Cicero to California, about a 15-mile-per-hour average, moderate to Ashland, Ashland to the Ryan, and the inbound Stevenson goes back to 5 miles per hour. Inbound Dan Ryan, that's a crawl out of the Calumet and I-57 to 71st, and then from about 39th to Roosevelt is heavy. I-57 gets it about 103rd, the Calumet around King Drive. Inbound Eisenhower, Tri-State to Oak Park Avenue, called it about a 10-mile-per-hour average, bumper-to-bumper to Costner, where there was an earlier accident. And then, as you approach the downtown area from about Racine to Wells, you'll be bumper-to-bumper and stop and go again. Lakeshore Drive remains about normal both directions. I'm Dick Elliott.
Chicago's weather for today. Increasing cloudiness and warmer, high in the mid to upper 50s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. The winds are from the south at 11, humidity 86%. It's 42 at O'Hare, 40 at Midway, 43 along the lake. This WIND News brought to you by Chevrolet.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call.
Chevrolet brings you an idea you can live with before you drive. Buckle your seat and shoulder belt. 8:04. Tomorrow is election day, and WIND urges you to be counted. The polls open from 6 to 6. This is Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting.
The countdown continues. The WIND all-time top 1,000.
WIND number one music.
Dream.
WIND. This is number 21 in the top 1,000.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine. Sing joy to the world. All the boys and girls now. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. If I were the king of the world, tell you what I'd do. Throw away the cars and the bars and the war. Make sweet love to you. Sing it now. Joy to the world. All the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me.
Spread a little joy to the world into you. Number 21 in the WID All-Time Top 1000 in standby. We'll have record number 20 coming up next. Remember a gal by the name of Debbie? Oh, yeah, it's 12 minutes past 8. And this is Ron Britton, and some fog until mid-morning, then increasing cloudiness and a little warmer today. Right now it's 43 degrees at the lake. You know, they're having a
fun on the All-Time Top.
Their new personal banking center. You can get reductions of up to 25% on the finance charges on auto loans, vacation loans, bill payment loans, and home improvement loans. And to qualify, just open an Upper Avenue savings account of $300 or more, or add $300 to your present Upper Avenue account. When you stop in, you'll see why they're so proud of their new personal banking center. So you visit Upper Avenue National Bank. It's in the John Hancock Center for the big money sale. They're a member of FDIC.
Assistant Secretary of State Ed Kaharski has led the way in reforming the Secretary of State's office. He saved taxpayers over $500,000 by insisting on competitive bidding for license plates. And he established the first night driver testing program in the nation, enabling thousands of Illinois residents to take driver's tests without having to take time off from work. Now, Ed has a plan to teach our youngsters traffic safety and the right way to drive by establishing bicycle safety training programs throughout the state. He also plans to revise driver's licenses to include vital medical data such as blood type and drug allergies. One of these plans just might save your life or your child's. Vote Republican November 7th. Elect Assistant Secretary of State Ed Kaharski, Secretary of State. Let's keep the good work going. Sponsored by Citizens for Kaharski, Thomas Chuhak, Chairman.
The Pontiac Grand Prix is completely new, but it's still a Grand Prix, and we think it's General Motors' most beautiful car. We could sell it on looks alone.
Ready with five nonstops every day to Miami, Fort Lauderdale. In fact, Delta Airlines is ready to fly you to Miami with over a dozen timely takeoffs round the clock. If you want to fly the big, exciting 747 to Miami, Delta's ready with brunch and lunch 747s every day. And our nonstop night coach fare to Miami, Fort Lauderdale is only $73, including tax.
Delta is ready when you are.
Ready with nonstops to Orlando and Tampa, too. And you're always ready to go with your American Express money card. You can even extend payment for your airfare with the American Express money card sign and fly plan. Call Delta.
Delta is ready when you are.
15 past 8. From the greatest music collection in hit history, this record has earned a place in the WIND all-time top 1,000.
Please don't ask me
what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near a girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano and it's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. When I try to speak, my insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
That's Elvis Presley, and I'm all shook up. That's record number 19 in the WIND All-Time Top 1000. Stand by, because what comes after 19, we got record number 18 coming up next. It's 21 minutes past 8 in the morning, and this is Ron Britton. In Chicago's weather, some fog until mid-morning, then increasing cloudiness and warmer. Temperatures into the mid or upper 50s, lower near the lake, and then tonight partly cloudy and mild. With a low of around 43 degrees, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And then for tomorrow, vote day, partly sunny and warm with a high of around 60. Sounds like a pleasant day to go over to the polls. Cast your vote. Chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the morning, though, and again by mid-afternoon. Possibilities for rain ending by evening. It's 42 degrees over at O'Hare, 40 at Midway, and it's 43 degrees right now at the lake. And we'll check in on this Monday morning with Dick Elliott for that traffic report brought to you by the Chicago and Northwestern Railroad. It's the very best way to go. Here's Dick.
Here's the picture. Southbound Lakeshore Drive locals, very heavy this morning. Diversity to Ohio Express lanes from Fullerton to Ohio. Northbound Lakeshore Drive, McCormick Place to Belbo, stop and go. Outbound Edens, Pratt to Carpenter, a pocket at Carpenter, we had an accident. Inbound Edens, Lake to the Kennedy, heavy to very heavy, except between Carpenter and Pratt. Inbound Kennedy East River to the Edens Junction, solid yet. Edens Junction to Ohio, heavy to extremely heavy. Express lanes are better. Inbound Calumet at King Drive, an accident reported. Inbound Dan Ryan, 99th to 71st is jammed. Then the express lanes slow around 41st, locals about 31st. Inbound Stevenson, 1st Avenue to Harlem, a pocket. Cicero to California is heavy. Ashland to the Ryan is bumper to bumper. Inbound Eisenhower Tri-State to Oak Park Avenue, solid, heavy to Pulaski. This report brought to you by the Chicago and Northwestern.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the quiet sound inside a Chicago and Northwestern commuter train. We're recording it right now at the heart of the evening rush hour on the northwestbound 523. Outside, the sounds of traffic on the expressway are nerve-wracking. But here on the Northwestern, it's so quiet that practically the loudest sound you'll hear is someone turning the pages of a newspaper. Just listen to the quiet. Northwestern commuter trains. Fast, dependable, comfortable, and quiet. They get you where you're going on time. Peacefully.
Go Northwestern.
Enjoy a quiet ride.
The very best way to go. The very best way to go.
23 minutes past 8.
If you are really concerned about the crime on your streets, ask yourself what's happened in the past 4 years. The answer is crime and violence have reached an all-time high in Cook County, and you've never had greater fear for safety on the streets and security in the home. Ask yourself why the crime rate and your own level of fear goes up even though the state's attorney is supposed to be tough on criminals. The answer is, he hasn't really been doing his job. Your own fears prove it. That's why the lawyers, all Chicago newspapers, and most neighborhood and suburban newspapers endorse Bernard Carey for state's attorney. Carey is a professional lawman, a lawyer, a top-rated FBI agent, undersheriff of Cook County, founder of the Illinois Bureau of Investigation, and special prosecutor for Attorney General William Scott. Scott said, Carey has the credentials to be a great state's attorney. The people of Cook County need this man. Let's elect a professional crime fighter, Bernard Carey. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Citizens for Carey.
There's just gotta be more joy for the world to see.
Joy is new Plymouth Space Duster, now at Maywood Chrysler Plymouth. Your dealer who cares. We call it Space Duster because of the optional sunroof and fold-down rear seat. It folds down so you can really load it up. New Plymouth Space Duster, part coupe, part wagon, part magic. And that's the joy of it. Now at Maywood Chrysler Plymouth. Gotta be.
Gotta be. You and me. Joy, joy, joy. Come into joy.
See new Plymouth Space Duster now at Maywood Chrysler Plymouth on West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park. Your dealer who cares. Joy. Gotta be.
WIND is presenting music's all-time all-stars, the top 1,000 hits in the history of popular music.
WIND, number one
in a while you won't come, but it's all.
To the WIND all-time top 1,000 is number 17, Tommy Evans. It's All in the Game. Number 16 coming up next. It's 8:31, and this is Ron Britton at WIND Chicago. And now the news, weather, and traffic. And now with the weather on this Monday, Earl Finkel, what's it look like?
It looks like a super-duper colossal day, and too bad it couldn't have happened yesterday. Although I was so thrilled about not seeing any rain for Saturday and Sunday, I came out happy anyway. Well, what's going to happen today? Big blocking high-pressure area up in the New England states, keeping all the shower and thunderstorm activity well back in the plains, so no threat today. Very slow increase in the cloudiness, very slow increase in the wind, and otherwise a delight. If you can sneak out early, do it. Low-pressure areas in northwestern Minnesota and another one down in the old Texas Panhandle be gathering their heels up during tonight and tomorrow to move in with some showers and thunderstorms, and it looks like Election Day will shape up to have some showers first thing in the morning, and then a greater likelihood and a more general shower and rain condition late in the day and tomorrow night. That'll be moving out of the way for Wednesday morning and then turning a little colder, but hark, another weather system already on the west coast will be moving in with some showers again by the late part of the week. Current temperatures, not too bad. Lakefront 43, O'Hare 42, Midway 40. The humidity dropping now, 86%. Net wind out of the south at about 11 miles an hour. Forecast for the day shapes up this way. Very slowly increasing cloudiness and south winds. High temperature, about 55 degrees, but much cooler right near the lake shore due to the easterly component near the lake shore area. No rain today. For tonight, mostly cloudy, windy. Low temperature overnight, about 43 degrees. Chance for showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, very late tonight or early tomorrow morning. Then for tomorrow, Election Day, variable cloudiness, windy on the mild side, up near 60 degrees. Chance for that shower early in the morning and then again coming back in late in the afternoon and at night. Wednesday, turning much colder with gusty north winds. That's how the weather shapes up. Have a great day. I'm Earl Finkel.
Chicago's traffic inbound Stevenson. Harlem to California, still erratically heavy, but no need for an alternate. Loomis to the Ryan is tight. Inbound Ryan, 95th to 75th. Bumper to bumper it remains. 31st to 14th, slow. Inbound Calumet on the pavement at 147th, a disabled car. Inbound Eisenhower, Mannheim to Sacramento, stop and go, bumper to bumper, or slow. Then Ashland to the post office, tight at the post office, an abandoned vehicle on the pavement. Inbound Edens, Church to the Kennedy, heavy. Inbound Kennedy, Edens Junction to Ohio, though a lot of bumper to bumper and stop and go travel, there are acceleration areas. Express lanes make it to about Fullerton. Southbound Lakeshore Drive, Fullerton to Ohio, quite heavy, all lanes. Northbound Lakeshore Drive, 23rd to Belbo, likewise. And I hope you'll be wise and drive carefully. I'm Dick Elliott.
Come Tuesday, November 14th, the Mill Run Theater is presenting Juliet Prowse in the Broadway hit Sweet Charity. If you miss it, well, you'll never forgive yourself. It's one memorable evening after another of delightful entertainment through Sunday, November 26th. Do yourself a favor. Take this opportunity to mark down the date. That's Juliet Prowse in Sweet Charity, opening on November 14th at Mill Run's Intimate Theater in the Round. For tickets, contact the Mill Run box office or a Ticketron outlet.
I'm Ralph Howard with news about the sit-in by at least 400 people at the Bureau of Indian Affairs. That's in Washington, and the Indians have been sitting in since Thursday. The federal government plans to ask a court for permission to throw out the Indians this morning, and one of the protesters says we have now declared war on the United States of America. President Nixon is in San Clemente, California. Mr. Nixon plans a five-minute TV broadcast, and that's the only thing on the schedule today. George McGovern spends his final day of campaigning in New York, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles. And then McGovern flies home to South Dakota. Governor Ogilvie and Dan Walker have a super busy day. Each plans to visit eight Illinois cities. At Cook County Hospital, the nurses back on duty, accepting a new contract, ending their strike. And members of two police organizations plan to be on duty tomorrow, Election Day. The policemen called off plans for calling in sick tomorrow, or blue flu. Chicago police are holding 23-year-old Dennis Marusars of North Lake. He's suspected of being the man who robbed a Lincolnwood bank of $6,000. There was a train tragedy in central Japan. As a train was passing through a long tunnel, it caught fire, killing 28 people. Nearly 500 other people were injured in central Japan. In the Central Division of the National Football League, Detroit's victory over the Bears kept the Lions in first place and tied with Green Bay. Minnesota in second place, the Bears back in the cellar. In hockey, the Blackhawks in Los Angeles tied at 3-3. And in the World Hockey Association, the Cougars lost to Quebec. Quebec 3, the Cougars 2. It's 8:35. And I'm Ralph Howard with Ron Britton.
The countdown continues. The WIND all-time top 1,000.
WIND.